Valiant Protestant boys, here's millions of joys and triumph now brought from the ocean, for the French mighty fleet now is shattered and beat, and destruction, destruction, boys, will be their portion. Here's the Jacobite crew, now believe me, 'tis true, invited the French to this nation, who was crossing the seas with the Tigraparis. True cutthroats upon my salvation. But alas, they did find a true Protestant wind, which 5 weeks or longer it lasted, till the most royal fleet and the Dutch both complete, they with thunder, this project soon blasted. On the 19th of May, the French fleet made way to make of our courage a trial. They supposed we ne'er fight, but they won't in the right, for we showed them, we were true and loyal. Our admirals bold, with their brave hearts of gold, they fell on like brave sons of thunder, and their chain shot let fly as the fleet they drew nigh, where they tore them and rent them and tore them asunder. Our squadron true blue fought their way through and through. At length in Lobb's Pound, boys, we got 'em, where we gave the proud French such a fiery drench that we sent them straight down to the bottom. Such a slaughter we made while the loud cannons played, which laid the poor monsieurs a-bleeding, nay, their chief admiral we did bitterly maul, and have taught him, I hope, better breeding. Our brave admiral, being stout Delaval, whose actions all men may admire, for the French rising sun was not able to run, which with seven more ships did he fire. Valiant Rook sailed straightway where a French squadron lay, close amongst the rocks, then for shelter, but we fell on Gillore, and we fired 12 more. Thus we fired and burned the French fleet helter-skelter. Being sunk, took and burned, there's not many returned. Was this not a woeful disaster? How they fared on our coast, let them sail home and boast to old Louis, their fistula master. When he hears how they sped, it will strike him near dead, losing what he long has been getting, but we'll have him to know that will still keep him low. He shall never, boys, conquer Great Britain.